Crowded ballroom took note. Emma kept her head held high. She was new to London. At the first opportunity, Emma found her two dearest friends from Lady Penelope's, Lady Olivia Archer and Miss Prudence Peyton. They had staked out a position in the corner of the ballroom, where they watched the other couples dancing, flirting and conversing. "I hardly have any names on my dance card," Emma said, slightly despairing. This was not how she imagined her debut. "There are just four names on mine," Olivia said, "but I think the gentleman only agreed to escape my mother. I really can't blame them."
"I haven't any," Prudence replied glumly.
"The night is still young," Emma declared, "and this is only our first ball of our first season."
"I wager her dance card is full," Prudence said. They all turned to look at Lady Catherine Abernathy, blonde, beautiful and mean, surrounded by a gaggle of young, handsome suitors. She smiled like a cat in cream.
"Oh, hello," she called out to them.
The three tensed, for Lady Catherine had never, in the history of their acquaintance, had a kind word for any of them.
"My friends from finishing school," she explained to her swarming pack of beaux.
First, she introduced Lady Olivia and Miss Prudence. Then Lady Catherine paused to smile wickedly.
"And Lady Emma,
but we all called her the buxom blue stocking." The gentleman, desperate to please, or perhaps mistaking this cruelty for wit or humour, burst into uproarious laughter. Emma felt her cheeks flame red. She had actually prayed for Lady Catherine to stop that horrid nickname, and this was how God answered.
"Have I died and gone to hell? Tell me I have," she pleaded to her friends.
"I'm afraid this is actually happening," Prudence said sorrowfully. Olivia clasped Emma's hand.
"This is not how the evening was supposed to go," Emma said through clenched teeth. It was bad enough that she blushed while everyone laughed at her. Tonight, of all nights, she would not cry.
Through their laughter, Emma didn't hear the orchestra begin playing the third waltz, but she did see a handsome gentleman awkwardly attempting to push his way through. Mr. Benedict Chase. They had been introduced earlier. He was one of the few to pencil his name on her dance card. She wouldn't blame him if he cried off. Who could possibly want to waltz with a girl known as Buxom Bluestocking? But no. As Lady Catherine and her suitors watched, he bowed before Emma and then led her to the dance floor.
"The Buxom Bluestocking?" Mr. Chase inquired.
Emma bit her lip and looked away.
"I love a woman who reads," he said kindly.
Emma's gaze locked with his. She saw he wasn't teasing. He liked her, when everyone else laughed at her expense. She also noted that he was handsome. He looked at her mouth as if he wanted to kiss her. Emma promptly fell in love with Mr. Benedict Chase. He whirled her around the ballroom. She felt dizzy from it. Or was that the heady, intoxicating sensation of true love? She smiled happily. Her cheeks were still pink, but from pleasure, not embarrassment. This is what she had prepared for, if only this moment could last forever. This moment came to an abrupt stop when a large, hulking, masculine body stepped backward and bumped into her. The force of their collision sent her sprawling to her knees on the parquet floor. Emma peered up at the horrible, inconsiderate brute and found herself peering at the most breathtakingly handsome man she had ever seen. He could only be the Duke of Ashbrook, an infamous scoundrel who made frequent appearances in the gossip columns.
"My apologies. Didn't see you there,"
the Duke said with a smile that was renowned for melting hearts and weakening women's resolve. Emma just scowled. He had ruined her perfect moment with the man she loved. Then, like a gentleman and not the rogue he was reputed to be, the Duke offered her his hand. Not to be outdone, Benedict did as well. Emma glanced from the Duke to Benedict, each reaching out for her hand. She didn't hesitate. Her choice was clear. She chose the man who saw her. She chose love.
Chapter